you have questions for any of our coaches. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Congratulations on conference victory number one. Quite the thriller on Saturday, 18-17 win over Delaware. As you've gone back and looked at that one, what impressed you with your team's effort?
Their resiliency, the willingness to not let the moment overcome them. But, there were mistakes aplenty, but we seemed to find a way to stick together, stay together, keep grinding, and find a way to win through adversity, which is a great lesson to learn. It's good to learn it for all these young guys and give them a wide-eyed understanding of what it's like to beat a ranked team and somebody as good as Delaware.
How have you been able to do that? Because you certainly, we've talked often on these calls with the injuries you've been through, and as you said, the adversity they've been through. What's been the message in practice, and how have you been able to keep them up to play at such a high level and so hard every week?
Well, it's difficult, but the kids have done a really good job tuning out the exterior distractions. God knows in the world that you live in today, and it's a whole lot of noise, a whole lot of information, and not a lot of wisdom. And people just kind of spew off at the mouth, and usually not very positively. So they've had to deal with that, and it's a good lesson to learn of what's important and what's not, and who to tune out and who not to tune out. But they just show up to work, and they love the game of football. They love each other. I would say they showed themselves that they're what happens when they're really, really good teammates for each other. That instead of getting down in the moments that bad things happen, they picked each other up. They stayed positive, and they kept grinding and just did what we do. And it was a big growing moment for a lot of these kids and a good moment for the program.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mike Klingelman with the Baltimore Sun.
Coach, this time last week, Towson hadn't won a conference game. Now there's talk of the Tigers knocking off two ranked teams in a row. What's going on here?
Funny game. It's why you play them. And if you listen to what everybody else says on the outside, you might as well not play these football games. But young kids grow up, young kids learn, young kids get experience, and there's no substitute for it. And there's no substitute for confidence. The team we're about to play is one of the most confident teams in the country. And we see that, but we played a good Delaware team, and we finally found a way to not let the mistakes ruin the day completely, just to be bigger than the moment. And we kind of smashed our own glass ceiling. I think we see a little bit differently now, and it's not like we're doing anything different. We're going back to work just like everybody else, but there's a different attitude and there's different eyes.
You think your defense has come of age? Who on that unit really stood out Saturday?
Yeah, that's the kind of great thing that we talked about as a team. Some guys made plays here and there. Rob Hayward played really, really well, and Keon Pay played pretty well. Our whole is better than the parts. Everybody just did their job, and they did it really, really well. And we did it in defense. We did it in special teams. We did it in offense. We didn't let the mistakes define us. We let our response to the mistakes define us. And we did it as a defense, and they've been doing a great job. And the bigger part, they've been doing a great job on third down and being able to get off the field, which is something we haven't been doing very well in the past.
Can you capture that in a bottle?
What's that, being good on third down or just playing good defense as a team? Or playing good football as a team.
Yeah, what you did, is that an elusive thing? I mean, do you think the light bulb has come on?
Oh, I know for a fact that the eyes are different. That there used to be a whole lot of doubt, and then there became a little bit of anger. And now there's some great understanding that if we just go do our job and we don't get too distracted, don't get too high, don't get too low, don't get distracted by the outside people, that we just did what good teams do. We went and did our job. We played really, really hard, and we played as a team. And we're good enough, and we're talented enough. And as the previous game showed, for all these nationally ranked teams that we barely lost to, we're good enough to play with all these guys. We just have to believe it. And we needed something to break the ceiling, and this game did that.
Elon has pretty much broken the ceiling too, I guess, this year. They're really overachieving, don't you think?
Well, I say they're overachieving. They had we watched in their recruiting efforts over the past years, watched them recruit some really good young guys and ended up playing some of those young guys and watching those young guys grow up. They're a pretty good football team, especially on offense. And defensively, they're as sound as they come. So, you get the guys to buy in and good things can happen. It's what good teams do.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, I stay on the defensive side, and you talked about how your guys were able to overcome some adversity, but the after that fumbled punt, Delaware gets the ball at the 12. How big for your defense to step up and to be able to hold them to a field goal there?
Oh, it was huge, and it was huge, but it was like a goal-oriented huge. It wasn't like we're going to sit here and say, all right, we're just going to play really tough here and just play tough here. So we did the math on the sidelines. We're like, gentlemen, we hold them to a field goal, and everybody was believing that offensively we could move the ball. Like, we hold them to a field goal. Touchdown wins this ball game, boys. And all of a sudden, everybody lit up, and it was one of the best defensive series we played in a while. We played well against a run, against an amazingly strong, good running program in, you know, what Delaware has become. And Monty Fenner made a great play on third down to force that thing to a field goal. Hell, we almost blocked a field goal. So, the belief was running high on homecoming, and our goal is to put that in our bag and take it down to North Carolina with us.
And then just in response to that, 8 plays, 52 yards on that game-winning drive. Talk about Ryan Stover's play in the game, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns throwing, and 56 on the ground. But the last play to Gallahan, just talk about that last play and that last drive and what you did well.
Well, you know, I can't really talk about the drive. I don't talk about all the stuff that preceded it, like the stop that led to a good punt. That, you know, we changed the field position a little bit, put them down there, and then held them. And then instead of, for the first time, having to drive 80 or, you know, 75, 80, 90 yards for a winning score, we only had to do it from the 50-yard line. And when you're a redshirt freshman, you're like, all of a sudden, there's a whole lot of ground you didn't have to cover. And it kind of took some of the pressure off and allowed him to just be in the groove. Like I said, we didn't do anything sexy. We didn't do anything outstanding. Nobody made any superhuman play. We just ran our offense and did it soundly and did it intelligently. And if there was a mistake, we didn't overcome it. And Ryan made a great throw on a boot that was almost a touchdown a couple plays prior, and I think that kind of gave him some confidence. But that ball he threw for the touchdown, whether there were 30 seconds or 3 billion seconds, he's been making that throw. We've been practicing those routes since the first day of camp. So what is it they say in the stressful situations? You just fall to the level of your training. And he did exactly what he had been doing from the time he got here. Great job.
Great. Yeah. You're able to get Shane Simpson back in the lineup. How did he look, and is he close to 100%?
It was nice. It was really nice. I think there was a little bit of pick-me-up just knowing that he could play a little bit. And he played okay. He didn't play great. He didn't play badly. I think there's some things that he did very, very well and some things that that the rust showed themselves. And all things being equal, we'll have a chance to knock some of that off this week and hopefully get a chance for him to play a little bit more.
As you touched on a little bit earlier with Mike, Elon certainly is the surprise of the league. And last week with 474 yards against a pretty good, strong Villanova defense with a freshman quarterback in Davis Cheek. As you've looked at him, what has impressed you about him?
Oh, he's a player now. He's going to be a headache for everybody in this league. We sit and you talk about this. If you have a running back in this league, you can be pretty good. If you have a quarterback in this league that's, you know, pretty good, that you could be pretty good. And when you have both of those plus some really stud wideouts on the outside, those guys are big and talented. You know, you have a chance to be pretty dynamic on offense. And then they've certainly lit that fire, and it hasn't gone down. They've had to shuffle a guy here and there, but they've stayed pretty healthy, especially offensively. And they put a young quarterback in position to be successful. They have a run game and a strong offensive line to match. And that when he throws, he doesn't feel like he has to carry it. All he has to do is do his job. And they're a great offensive unit right now. They're playing really good team ball.
How about on the defensive side of the ball? They bring Tony in from Villanova, a very similar setup to what you've seen over the years from Villanova. But what are they doing well on that side?
Doing what Villanova does, you know, has been doing in the past. They play their scheme extremely well. They're very intelligent. They run to the football. You know, end of the play, you judge the strength of a defense by how many guys are standing around the ball, and they got almost the whole team standing there. So they're playing great team defense, and they don't make mistakes to hurt themselves. They don't give up too many big plays, and they try to keep everything in front of them and run to the football, and they've done a really, really good job this year, especially in year one.
All right, Rob. Thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right.